Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 359 for Thursday, April 21st. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $3 to $6 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The May contract was up $5.50 at $495, supported by a lower-than-anticipated number from Statistics Canada. StatsCan data pegged this year's seeded acreage at 19.3 million acres, compared with 20.1 million acres last year. Weakness in the Canadian dollar further supported canola prices by making the commodity more appealing to foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which was another supportive feature. However, choppy trading and losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil limited gains on Thursday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were about 1 to 3 cents per bushel weaker on Thursday, with the May contract at $10.10 per bushel as the market met resistance after sharp gains in previous sessions. Weakness in the nearby soy oil market added to the declines, as did losses in crude oil futures. However, increased exports to China indicate strong demand and is bullish. Soybean sales were up 7% from the previous week, which is supportive. Rain in Argentina also continued to underpin the market. Corn prices were about 4 to 5 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the May contract down 5 cents at $3.90. Paraguay is expected to produce a bumper crop this year due to favorable growing conditions. That news is especially bearish, as Paraguay may be a more appealing choice for Brazilian buyers, since Brazil has temporarily removed import taxes. However, stronger export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture limited losses in early activity. Canada is expected to plant less corn than it did last year, which also capped gains. For wheat, prices were about 6 to 10 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago May contract at $4.93 as the market ran out of steam after sharp gains in earlier sessions. However, stronger export sales limited losses on Thursday. Canadian farmers are expected to seed less wheat this year, which is bullish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.